Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day for April 13th is London Calling by The Clash. It is their third album, and it was released on December 14th of 1979 in the UK and in January on Epic Records in the US. What, yeah, an album, man.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets, really. This has got punk. I mean, it's like you're one of the best punk records ever made, but it's not just a punk record. It's kind of a new, like the introduction of new wave. It's got ska, it's got hard rock, it's got like R&B, reggae. I mean, the lyrics, it's all about, I mean, it's like social change, unemployment, racial conflict, drugs, you know, being a responsible adult, growing up. I mean, it's like, it's just this opus that ranges from, it's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotions explored throughout this album.
Definitely. And let's be clear, this is possibly the greatest album cover ever. Penny Smith took
this
photo.
Which, the first time or the second?
So Penny Smith takes this photograph of their bass player. They're on stage, and the bass player, Paul Simonon, he is swinging his bass at the stage. He's about to just destroy this bass, and she takes this photo. It's kind of out of focus, it's kind of grainy, and they use this as the cover. But to say London Calling, they kind of took Elvis Presley's font and how he did it with this Elvis and Presley in pink and green.
It was a tribute.
And they put this London Calling together, and it's just, it's unbelievable.
And if you go back to, we actually did the Elvis Presley debut album, mm-hmm, episode and discussed how both album covers are actually on the list of greatest album covers. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I believe
they're right next to each other.
The Clash is higher than
it is by one
than Elvis. That's just poking the bear, man.
So great. But yeah, you got songs like London Calling to open it up. That's just a call to London. I mean, it's amazing. Phony Beatlemania. Rudy Can't Fail, another absolute classic,
And they said that there was like a period of writer's block immediately preceding this.
Yeah, and then they went into the studio with nothing.
Yeah.
And then came out with a double album of just like, what?
Oop, there's the faucet somebody turned on.
Yeah, there it is. The first song Paul Simonon ever wrote was The Guns of Brixton. And it was also the first song he ever sang lead on. And it's like, okay, wow. You know?
If you're going to start off strong.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, Lost in the Supermarket, another absolutely ridiculous. It's like kind of a funny song.
It's a metaphor.
But it's just, it's really great.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Joe Strummer wrote it about Mick Jones living with his grandmother, about how, you know, he's always underneath her and all this, whatever. It's just such a good song. And the whole album is just unbelievable beginning to end. The cover is great. The art, you know, everything about it. It's like they took their time to really do a fantastic job with every element. The musicians, the quality of writing, everything about it is great.
Yeah, it stands alone, really. I mean, it's kind of their magnum opus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say that because it's a double album, but all of these songs individually made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And the Train in Vain to wrap up this album is it's almost the song that kind of doesn't belong, and it wasn't on the original, what it was supposed to not be on it,
but it does,
but it is. And they actually left it. If you have one of the original copies of this record, it does not say Train in Vain on the back, because it was like they added it last minute of like, okay, we're pressing this, and then they threw it on and they'd already printed covers and whatever, so it's actually not listed on the sleeve, which I think is a really cool little note.
Yeah, I like that a number of people over the years have covered that song, and mm-hmm. it's one of those songs that it kind of defies a genre. Like, you could do that song in country, you could do that song in death metal, you could do that song as a boy band, could do that song as Britney Spears.
Yeah, no, it and this album will go on forever, because it will always speak of social injustice. It will always have that clear message at the end of it that's just like, man, it's just such a great record, beginning to end. And I couldn't recommend. And if you know, if you're new to punk and you have not heard this, go backwards and listen to this one. Album for the day today, April 13th, is London Calling by The Clash. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at Album Number 4 of the Day. If you have any requests, shoot us an email to albumthenumber4ofthedaymail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Like 2 years ago, man, this album really resonated for me again. Like, they moved everything around, put arrows on the floor. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily.
I was like, what is he talking about?
Came in here for a special offer.
Guaranteed personality.
That's it.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woo!